You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome. The Reserve Bank, as you all know, has brought down the repo rate by 0.25 percentage points or 25 basis points. After the cut, the repo rate now is at 5.75%. This is the lowest that the repo rate has been at, and it touches this figure again after nearly 9 years. The last time the repo rate was at 5.75% was in July 2010, where it remained for 3 months. Since then, the repo rate has been at 6% or higher. Incidentally, this is the third time in succession that the Reserve Bank has cut the repo rate in 2019 alone after the earlier reductions in February and April. Now, I have said the term repo rate about 5 times or 6 times already. A lot of you are experts, I'm sure. A lot of you are traders, investors who keep track of the terms and glossary and the several pieces of jargon that come about in business news and probably understand very well what repo rate is. But I also know that there are lots of you who actually don't and feel now somewhat too shy to almost ask what exactly repo rate is and what better is reverse repo rate. And that is precisely why I'm here to be your tutor. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and on Digging Deeper with Money Control, today is an explainer on what repo rate and reverse repo rate are. Welcome to Digging Deeper with Money Control with me, Rakesh Sharma.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
What are repo and reverse repo rates and how do they affect you and me?
The repo rate and the reverse repo rates affect a lot of micro and macroeconomic activities and have consequences right down the chain. They're an important part of the monetary policy of the country and are monitored and regulated with the aim of achieving specific macroeconomic objectives, including money supply, which percolate down from institutions to individuals and therefore affect the common man too at a personal level. So this is not something that the RBI does in its hallowed portals. These things affect you and me. So let's take a look at what repo and reverse repo rates mean. First, let's start with what is generally referred to as the repo rate. Repo rate is short for repurchase option rate. Repurchase option rate, repo rate. The Reserve Bank is, of course, the nation's banker and oversees and regulates the supply of money. Not just that, it also ensures the health and stability of the banking system through the statutory liquidity ratio, which is the part of the money that the various banks have to deposit with it so that the money never runs dry. When the supply of money in the system comes down, the banks will need more money to lend. In such a scenario, the commercial banks borrow from the Reserve Bank of India. The RBI charges a rate of interest for these loans to these other banks, and that is what we know as the repo rate. These loans that the banks take from the central bank are short-term borrowings to tide over the shortage of money supply for their own lending. These short-term loans are backed by collateral, generally bonds and securities, which the banks then repurchase while repaying the loan. The loans are often for a day or so, and when the banks take a repo, they pledge securities as collateral. After the term, in this case a day, has elapsed, the banks repay the loan along with the charged interest rate and also redeem the pledged securities. It is like going to your local Kirana shop and giving your gold bangle and taking some money, and when you come back to pay that money along with the interest rate, in that case probably 20-30%, you also take back your gold bangle. That is precisely what repo rate is. In this sense, these repos are very much like a loan that an individual would also take from a bank with a promise to repay within a period. And in case of the banks and the central bank, the day, the period is generally about a day. Now that is what a repo rate is. Understood? Which brings us to what the reverse repo is. Well, the term itself makes the meaning quite self-evident, Mr. Obvious, whereas the repo is the loan where the commercial banks borrow from the RBI. In case of the reverse repo, the opposite happens. The RBI borrows from the commercial banks. In effect, it is the commercial banks depositing their excess funds with the RBI and getting interest on it. It's just like what happens with an individual and a bank. When you or I are in need of money, we approach the bank and take a loan at a particular rate of interest with mutually agreed upon terms. When we have money to spare, we take our cash and deposit it with the bank in a savings bank, a fixed deposit or a recurring deposit account, whatever, Of course, the interest rate that the bank charges us is higher than the interest it pays us on any of our deposits. It is through the positive differential in the deposit and lending rates that the bank earns its profit. The situation is similar in the case of the repo and the reverse repo as well. The RBI is higher up the pecking order and it has a positive differential where the deposit and lending rates vis-a-vis the commercial banks are concerned. Generally, it's in the RBI's favour to the tune of 0.25 percentage points. Currently, the repo rate after its latest reduction is at 5.75% and the reverse repo rate is at 5.5%. So the differential is 0.25 percentage points in favour of the Reserve Bank of India. The reverse repo allows the banks to earn some interest on their surplus funds, which would otherwise lie idle because the banks are unable to lend or deploy the money in investments. That is perhaps where the similarities end. While between the individual and the bank, it is a one-to-one transaction or agreement and the effect of the interest rate stops at that, the repo and its interest rate have an effect right through the system. The repo is one of the important ways by which the banks borrow. This is in addition to their borrowing from their customers by means of their deposits. This borrowing through the repo route has been increasing steadily. As a result, any increase or decrease in the repo rate affects the interest rate of retail loans and also deposits. So how do the repo rate and the reverse repo rates influence or affect the economic climate of the country? That's what we'll find out next. Macro scale, the repo and reverse repo rates affect the liquidity in the system. The rates are used to control inflation and money supply. Let's take a look at the repo first. The Reserve Bank uses the repo as a tool of the Indian monetary policy. It varies the interest rate on the repos to keep a check on liquidity, inflation, and money supply. Consider inflation. For example, when inflation rises, it indicates a higher supply of money in the system. The surplus money reduces its value, and this happens through things becoming more expensive. The RBI is constantly monitoring this. When it feels that inflation levels are high enough to have a negative impact, it increases the repo rate. Of course, this is only one way to deal with inflation. The hike in the repo rate is a means to reduce the money supply in the economy. When the repo rate increases, the interest rates across the board are also affected and show a corresponding increase as the banks pass on the cost of their funds to the customers. Something's gotta give and it all eventually comes down to us. This makes borrowing expensive and fewer loans are taken. This eventually reduces the money in circulation, thus making it a scarcer commodity, thereby increasing its value and reducing inflation. So if you've drawn a chart, this is precisely the circular chart that you will end up doing in Economics 101. This is what happens when inflation goes up and these are the measures that the central bank takes to bring it down. At the same time, higher interest rates on deposits also attract funds from individuals and agencies who park more funds in bank deposits and therefore spend less. This is also a measure to reduce the money supply in the economy. Now, the opposite happens when there is lack of liquidity in the system or the economy needs a cash infusion. The RBI reduces the repo and the effect is the reverse of what we just talked about. People borrow more and spend more because saving gives relatively lesser returns. Money supply increases and consequently economic activity also increases. The reverse repo as an instrument also has similar ends in mind. When inflation is high, for example, the reverse repo rate is increased. As a result, the commercial banks end up putting more of their money in with the RBI because the returns are higher. This reduces the amount of money available for them to lend, thus automatically reducing the money supply. When the reverse repo rate is high, the banks are assured of a better return on funds that they park with the RBI, and hence they have a good reason to put more of their money in the RBI. This also gives them an assured better profit on risk-free investment. When the reverse repo is reduced, though, the banks have to depend on their regular lendings through their normal routes, where naturally, though the returns are higher, the risks are as well. This increases the money supply in the economy, and when there's more money in the economy, there is inflation. So a reduction in the reverse repo, even if you forget the economy, affects you personally by increasing inflation and making things costlier. I hope that makes some sense, because all of these rates in your head are probably just numbers that don't affect you or me, but all of these things have direct implications on the way we live and the way we spend.
The Deep Dive Podcast Series.
What are repo and reverse repo rates, and how do they affect you and me?
Of course, it's not as simple as that. The economy is a complex beast and everything does not flow one way. Not for no reason is Eco Honours in Stevens or Sriram College, or indeed economics degrees in Oxford or Princeton or Chicago, they're not easy to come by. The reason they're complex is because, well, the economy is a complex beast. When the RBI increases or lowers the repo rate, some sectors in the economy will gain, while others will lose out for the time being. Also, the repo rate is not necessarily linked to the base lending rate of the banks. So a reduction in the repo rate need not reflect in a reduction in the interest rate of loans given out by the banks. For the individual, the progress of the repo rate is also an indication of the way the economy is functioning and also a pointer to the way the government wants the economy to move. An increase in the rate means that bank deposits in the form of savings accounts or fixed deposits will earn higher returns. That is, an increase in the rate means that bank deposits will earn higher returns. When the rate is lowered, you get lesser returns from your deposits. At the same time, it is an opportunity to take loans, buy things, and build non-monetary assets because the cost of money is lower. The rate cut earlier this week has come on the back of a period of low inflation and low growth in the economy. In the recent repo rate cut, one of the observations made was that in the previous two rate cuts in February and April, the repo rate came down cumulatively by 0.5 percentage points or 50 basis points, and this was not passed on to the consumer. This is what the observation was. At his end, the reduction was less than half of it. At his meaning, at the consumer's end. The expectation this time, as was articulated by RBI Governor, the relatively new RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, was that the rate cut would reflect in rates to consumers as well. This was an attempt by the government to put more money into the system and re-energize an economy that has remained sluggish for quite some time now. The hope is that this cut in the rate will revitalize various sectors in the economy, paving the way for higher growth in the rest of the financial year and farther ahead. As the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, which unanimously decided on this rate cut, stated, and I quote, "The headline inflation trajectory remains below the target mandated to the MPC, even after taking into account the expected transmission of the past two policy rate cuts." So, this transmission will naturally find its impact on consumer loans, consumer durables loans, two-wheeler loans, etc. There are good chances of interest rates on new loans in these segments coming down. Unquote. That puts the effect of the latest repo rate cut perfectly into perspective as far as the common man is concerned. Inflation is not likely to reach uncomfortable or unhealthy levels, but you're still going to have cheaper money to use. And that is how the repo rates and the changes in the repo rates and reverse repo rates affect you and I. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.